I'd like to officially welcome everyone to tonight's Purium Health Products Consumer Education Conference Call. My name is Amy. I'll be the moderator tonight. And we have with us two guests with us on the line. We have David Sandoval, who's the owner and founder of Purium Health Products, who's with us regularly each and every week. And we have a special guest, naturopathic doctor Michael Woolfield, who is the friendly, informative voice on the phone that you can call, and he will do a consultation. He'll spend time and talk with you to talk about your health challenges and products, and he provides wonderful information. So I want to encourage everyone to take advantage of that, and we're lucky to have him with us for about 25 or 30 minutes tonight. So welcome both Dave and Michael to the conference tonight.
Thanks, Amy.
Thank you. Well, tonight we're going to be talking about a topic that's not really that exciting, but unfortunately it does affect many of us out there. We're going to be talking about depression, and it's one of those hidden things. It's one of those things that gets brushed under the rug. It's one of those things that sometimes people are embarrassed to say that they suffer from this condition, and it's something that can be very personal. It can be very emotional to people, and so we wanted to bring it out of the closet to let everybody know that it's okay if you're depressed. There's lots of things that can be done about it, and there's lots of alternative approaches that can be taken. One of them is nutrition, and that's what David and Michael are going to be talking about tonight, and that you don't have to be ashamed. You don't have to be embarrassed. You don't have to feel that only your psychologist or psychiatrist or your medical doctor is the only place that you can turn. There's some things that you can do before you turn and go down those avenues. If you're already down those avenues, if you're already taking antidepressant drugs, there's some things that maybe you can do to help yourself maybe come off of those drugs or to take less of those drugs. So again, we want to bring it out of the closet, let everyone know it's okay. You don't have to be embarrassed. It's something that many of us out there suffer with, and it's exaggerated during this holiday season. You may be dealing with family issues. You may be dealing with money issues. You may be dealing with just an undue amount of stress. And so we wanted to talk about it, and we wanted to give some insight, and we wanted to give some hope to people out there. So that's my little introduction, and I'll let Dave take it away.
Well, I think that, it really is a shame also that at the time when most people are most vulnerable, when they may be needing more sympathy, it seems as though oftentimes the people around you aren't really able to offer it, and so we really need to stop seeking other people. To be honest with you, other people cannot take away your depression, and they can't make you happy. It really is up to yourself to take the positive steps that are necessary, and that doesn't mean that you shouldn't seek companionship or you shouldn't speak to others. But really, when was the last time that you told somebody your troubles? And they have an old thing. They're either happy to hear them because they know you're more messed up than they are, or they really don't care. But you rarely get the reaction that you're looking for when you bare your soul or when you tell somebody your problems. And the truth of the matter is that it is because we all have problems. Like Amy said, it's nothing to be ashamed of, but at the same time, we need to make sure that the problems and the stress that we're dealing with don't become a cause for anxiety, fear, and depression. Now, I just learned something, and this is going to come directly from the Monday Morning Health Minute because it was written by me. I've just learned something that truly shocked me. It frightened me. It made me pause in disbelief, and that is that antidepressants are used, or at least recommended by doctors, to 50% of all women in the USA. And like I said, I need to ask myself, why is it that our daughters, our sisters, our wives, mothers, girlfriends, aunts, etc., why are they suffering so much? Why is it that they're so over-medicated? Why is it that they are so depressed? Is it society in general? Is it the pressure to succeed? Is it men? I'm sure that each of these does do something to contribute to women's stress levels, but it seems very unlikely that this many people within our country truly necessitate a pharmaceutically induced ability to cope with life. Think about it. If half the women in America are simply unable to cope with the life that America presents to them, there is something fundamentally wrong. It isn't that suddenly mental illness is pervasive in our society. And so it really is a shame that we are so quick to turn to pharmaceutical type of answers. And so first thing we need to acknowledge is that emotions are a normal part of our life. And it's just the emotions that are, drastic mood swings. That is obviously something that is a sign of needing attention. Additionally to that, we have people who overall, when you ask them to describe how they feel day after day, the way that they feel is not good. It's not happy. It's not positive. And this can be changed, I believe, without the use of medication. Now, I want to welcome onto the call, in addition to Amy, who we're always happy to have, of course, but in addition to Amy and myself, we have a naturopathic doctor, Dr. Michael Wofield. Dr. Wofield, I strongly believe that that we are an over-medicated nation. I believe that we very quickly turn to pharmaceutical drugs. Is it irresponsible of me? First of all, I want to reiterate that there is nothing wrong with feeling anxiety or depression or fear. These are natural emotions. It's when those emotions pervade our thoughts day after day. That's when we need to stop and ask ourselves, might there be some type of an imbalance? Now, Michael, if we ask ourselves, is there an imbalance, must that imbalance be corrected by a pharmaceutical drug, or is it possible that that imbalance could be addressed with nutrition, or that that imbalance could be addressed with, say, Bach flower remedies?
Well, right, Dave. I mean, this is a huge issue, and it's a tough question for a lot of people. And I think if we just try and get as simple as possible here and look at what's going on in our country, it's not really a surprise. It's shocking, but it's not a surprise that 50% of women are using drugs. It's not a surprise that I think 30 or 40% of young children are now being prescribed drugs. The pharmaceutical industry is a powerful entity. They have a lot of power in our society, and we let them advertise. We watch their ads on TV. We see the magazines showing, someone who, can't deal with anything, and all of a sudden they're walking through a field of flowers and they're feeling great. So I think that's a huge part of the problem, is that we've made this normal, and it's not normal, as you say. Okay. One of the things that happens is right now we are living in a stressful time. Let's face it. I mean, the world is going through a lot of turmoil, economically. There's questions of all sorts of problems, and obviously it's going to impact us as individuals. One of the biggest problems that happens, and one of the reasons why so many people get in situations where they then turn to drugs, is that as we get stressed, even if we have good habits developed, like we're used to exercising regularly, we eat pretty well, we try and take care of ourselves. If we get into a prolonged period of a lot of stress, where we're dealing with personal stress, maybe financial stress, whatever, what happens is those habits, unless they're really, really firmly established, they start to erode, and we stop exercising. We stop eating well. And one thing leads to another. And then you have a domino theory. You have the domino effect that you started out in a fairly decent place, but then you allowed the situation to sort of take control of things. And that's, I think, a lot of times what happens. I've probably talked to a good 20 people in the last month who are dealing with very severe, mental situations where, they've tried drugs, didn't work, and some of them got very ill, and so on and so forth. And when we end up talking, it turns out that a lot of these people, in fact, had fairly good lifestyle habits before they started experiencing situations, whatever they were. And they were different situations. One person had a, you know, had a death and all sorts of things happened. Another person, you know, lost their business and whatever. But I think that if we start putting the pieces back together and realize that lifestyle has to be the foundation of everything we do. We've got to be taking care of ourselves. We have to be eating right. We have to be making sure we're getting our fruits and our vegetables and not substituting fast food and donuts and coffee, which will give us a quick high because we're under stress and we don't think we have as much time, so we can't take the time to eat well. Then we just make a condition that really was fixable. It becomes really out of whack. And then, you know, we see those ads on TV and the magazines, and we say, hey, this is probably what I need. Okay. And so I think that's how it's been created. And I think the first thing to understand is, and I tell this to people all the time, I listened to a presentation by a medical doctor and a pharmacist, and I really appreciated what they said because they were sort of on our side. One of the things that they stressed is that there are so many people today who are on these depression drugs, the serotonin-inhibiting drugs like the Prozac and the rest of them, that he said, the pharmacist especially started off, and the doctor agreed, he said, no drug, whether it's, you know, the simplest drug, aspirin, or, you know, legal, illegal, whatever, he says, no drug, any substance that you can put into your body, including coffee, he says, any substance that could actually change the biological function of your body, if you're going to do that on a regular basis, you should be monitored because it will cause damage. And I think that is the main issue, that we shouldn't feel bad that we're doing what we're doing, but we need to understand that we have to be careful. And if we've gotten ourselves in a situation where we're already on something, and some of these drugs you just can't cold turkey get off. You know, you have to wean yourself, and you have to do it correctly. And I've talked to several people who have successfully done that. But what we're talking about here is the idea of realizing that even though you think that you're in control and everything's starting to look better, if you stop seeing people that have given you these products and you're not being monitored, you can be causing yourself a lot of trouble, and then the spiral only increases. So
I
think in a nutshell, the only thing I want to really stress is that no matter what we're dealing with on the outside, we have to look at lifestyle as a baseline and at least try and do as many of those good things in terms of exercise, in terms of getting enough sleep, in terms of, you know, eating properly, taking, you know, good supplements like, you know, like we have. And then, you know, really step back and see where you're at rather than going the other way and then finding yourself eating donuts and, you know, needing caffeine and Coca-Colas and, you know, uppers and downers just to maintain, because that's not going to get you anywhere.
Exactly. Now, I think what I'd like to do is let's take it from the top. First of all, a lot of depression is caused because of unrealistic expectations. This isn't necessarily diet related, and it is just simply that we grow up, as Michael said, and we're looking at the television, we're looking at what society expects from us, we're supposed to be A, B, C, or D, and we don't see ourselves as that. We didn't have the big house, the perfect spouse, the perfect child, the perfect job, the perfect whatever, fill in the blank, and yet we believe that we're supposed to have it. We're either entitled to it, or that if we don't achieve it, we're a failure. And those are unrealistic expectations, and no matter how many drugs you do or don't take, no matter how much nutrition you do or don't have, this is not going to change. So everybody, first of all, needs to look at whether they have realistic expectations for themselves and their lives and realistic thresholds of what makes them happy. And I think that this is a personal responsibility. Another personal responsibility is diet and nutrition. And so that's what I'd like to bring us to, because Amy and I strongly believe, as does Dr. Wofield, that the human brain is nothing more than a very complex and intricately balanced machine in the form of an organism. In other words, it is an organism, but it acts like a machine. And like a machine, without the proper parts and without the proper
fuel or the grade of oil or whatever it is, that machine cannot and will not run properly. Anybody who has a two-stroke engine versus a four-stroke engine or a diesel versus a gasoline car knows that you cannot put the wrong type of fuel in. And so, since the human brain is fueled by quality protein, a steady supply of glucose, the proper type of fat, the pigments like are in food, the colors of food, that if that's what the brain is craving, and we give it insufficient simple sugars instead of quality glucose, we give it a degraded animal protein instead of a quality balanced vegetable protein, if we give it hydrogenated oils instead of omega-3 fatty acids, if we give the body a insufficient quantity or quality of the core nutrients that are necessary to fuel the power center, the entire brain, that's why it is what it is, of the body. It controls everything. And if we don't maintain our mind in a nutritional sense, then it is going to be very, very difficult for that mind to function properly. And
just a quick example, I'm sorry to interrupt
you,
but I'm sure everyone has experienced that, like say you've been in a meeting or you've been out shopping or something and you haven't had a chance to eat. So you haven't had a chance to eat lunch and maybe you skipped breakfast because you're busy. And you start to get that brain fog or you start to get a little grumpy and you start snapping, you know, at your coworker or maybe at your spouse or your kids because you're having like a blood sugar crisis. Well, that's the kind of thing we're talking about here. But if you have a tendency already to have anxiety, depression, you know, things of that nature, when you are not feeding your body properly, you're not just going to get a little grumpy and snap at someone. It can actually trigger you to, you know, into a full, you know, cycle of like an anxiety attack or throw you deeper, you know, into depression. So it's not just something to, you know, laugh at and say, like, I can skip a meal. You can't skip a meal. You cannot skip, feeding your brain.
Amy? Let's take it to the next level, Amy.
Hey, Dave, let me just say one thing in follow-up, because I think this is important. That Amy just brought up a very important thing that most people are not aware of. The brain uses more energy that we put into our body than any other part of our body. And many people are under the impression that if they sit at a desk all day and they're not doing a lot of physical work, they probably don't need to worry as much about their nutrition. Well, the opposite is true, because if you are doing mental work, your body is going to use up more vital nutrients than if you were out digging a ditch.
Now, let's take it to the next level, though. As I said, the brain functions on pigments. If you have a blueberry, it truly benefits your brain because of the blue pigment, just like the blue pigment in our spirulina. Now, if you have an artificial color in your food, do you know that it goes directly to the same receptor sites in your brain that want the good stuff in a blueberry or the good stuff in a pomegranate or the good stuff in tart cherry or the good stuff in grapeseed extract?
But
if you have artificial colors, they go to the same receptor sites that the good stuff is supposed to go to. And it's just like clogging up a filter. It just, you know, it's going to stop the system from working. And so another thing, Amy and Michael, just to tie your two points together, Dr. Wolfield also stated that if when you should go, when your brain says, feed me, and it sends these irresistible urges to your body to eat, if you then eat food and you chew food, you smell food, you digest food, but ultimately nutrients do not get to the cells because the food you chose had calories but not nutrients, then your body will scream again. Your brain will scream to your body again to feed it. And so you're going to continue to have an imbalance of too many calories and not enough nutrients, because when your brain screams to be fed, you are cheating it, you're fooling it, and you're only giving it calories, and you're not giving it everything else that it needs to function well. So we have chosen a very simple nutritional regimen that we believe will, you know, almost completely address the deficiencies in most people's lives if they had 2 to 3 power shakes, for example, in a day. So, Amy, would you please spell out our sort of nutritional approach to sort of fortifying the mind?
Yeah, absolutely. And I also wanted to add in that, you know, I try to eat well. I try to take care of myself, but I'm a regular person. I'm definitely not as dedicated as our naturopathic doctor, Will Field, and his wife, Nora. They are so dedicated to their, you know, what they eat and their raw food. Dave, you're very, very dedicated as well. I have to say I'm not as dedicated. I've sort of fallen out of that a little bit, unfortunately, lately. And it's so easy to slip back into those patterns. So I want to recognize to everybody that everybody's human. And I have a tendency to feel depressed. And I can totally vouch for it that like what Dr. Wolfield said is that it's a cyclical pattern. You feel a little bit depressed. You want to go reach for a soda because maybe you had that when you were a kid and that made you happy. So I reach for Dr. Pepper sometimes, or I talk all the time how I go to Starbucks and I get some caffeine or whatever, and it's just a vicious cycle. And I want to say, and it's stupid because I know this, but I don't practice it, so I have to win my mind, basically. But when I did the anabolic fast a couple years ago, I felt better than I'd ever felt in my life. I felt happier than I probably had ever felt in my life. I felt more mental clarity than I had ever felt in my life, and I wasn't eating regular food. I was fasting on these things that we are suggesting. And so that was pretty crazy, and I was very proud of myself that I had the willpower to do the fast. And so we're not asking any of you out there to do the fast right now, but if you add these products, which are the main components of the fast, into your you know, your regular eating patterns, you will feel so much better. I am a walking testament of that I've done it. I've let myself slip off of it, and I've experienced what happens when you're not taking these things on a daily basis. So I highly
recommend. And, you know, Amy, that brings me to, not to interrupt, but that brings me just to a sort of a, not a conclusion, but the point is that the other day I was in Clearwater, I believe, or maybe it was Tampa or Boca or New York, but I was somewhere in front of a group of people talking, and I explained that if you finish your day and you go, okay, what foods did I eat? And you said, well, let's see. In the morning I started out good. I had an apple and I had a banana, so that was a good start. But, oh, man, during the day, then I had a cheeseburger and some french fries. You know, I finished it up and I had a salad with my dinner, but I'm looking at this and it seems like I had more bad food than I had good food today. So negatively, you know, ultimately, this was a bad food day measured by simply what I chose to chew. But wait a minute. I also took my Power Shake, and I also took my Immunomax, and I took my C from Nature, and all of a sudden, when I do that measure again, the good stuff I ate was far more than the bad stuff I ate. And that's the type of leverage that superfoods give you. And at the end of the day, without the superfoods, the things you ate would have left your mind and your body deprived of core nutrients they needed. But in Amy's theory, as a regular person, using superfoods will shore up the deficiencies that 99.5% of us really do have.
And so I'm going to challenge myself for this holiday season that we're going into and this new year to be very dedicated and to get back on these on a very regimented basis. And I challenge all of y'all that are listening and the people that listen to this call later to do it. Give yourself, you know, how they used to have it, this fair, you know, you take this challenge or whatever. Take the challenge. Buy a month's supply of Master Amino Complex. Buy a month's supply of Power Shake, and you will feel the difference. And I'd love to get back on this call with you guys in a month or 6 weeks, and let's talk about how we feel. Because
exactly. Now break it down.
Hey, Dave, can I just say something right here? I think this is a good point. You know, what Amy, I think, is talking about is very valid. And, you know, my wife and I do try and eat well. We try and eat mostly well. But we, you know, let's face it, you know, we go to parties, we do this, and, you know, you're going to fall off. Every one of us does. But what I have discovered, and it really has made a huge difference, is if you know you're going to someone's house, and you're going to go to Aunt Harriet's house, and you know you're going to be faced with eating all sorts of sweets and everything else, that day, make sure that you have extra servings of the superfoods. Like, instead of just having maybe one or two, maybe have a third or a fourth of the power shake. And the other thing to do is, before you walk in the door of where you're going, have a mental concept and a commitment of a mental idea of what you're going to eat and what you're going to enjoy, and you're not going to keep eating after you've eaten that. And believe me, if you really sit down and decide that before you walk in, it will help you immensely. It's the best control method there is. But you got to be sincere with yourself.
I agree completely. Now let's take a minute, because we promised to be brief tonight. I want to break down that power shake and explain that it literally has a lot of fat in it. The power shake has fat, but it's good fat. It's the type of fat that feeds your brain and feeds your muscles and feeds your heart in the right way. They're antioxidant fats. They're energy-producing fats. The power shake also has super slow-burning carbohydrate, which guarantees you're getting quality glucose fed slowly to the brain, and the brain thrives on glucose, but not simple sugar. In addition to that, between the master aminos and the spirulina in the power shake, you're getting a consistent supply of complete, highly assimilable vegetarian protein. Now, if anybody who listened to me on the radio in New York knows how many mothers we helped, and fathers, whose children had ADD or ADHD, and adults as well, where we were able to completely reverse those symptoms simply by adding master aminos and the rice bran and a green drink. And the power shake has spirulina, the greens, the activated barley, the rice bran, and carrot juice all in there together. So all of the fundamental nutrients that the human brain needs to thrive are in abundance, their simplest vegetarian form, in this combination of foods that Amy has recommended. Now,
and Dave, on top of that, it should be pointed out that if you were to try and imitate the same things by buying separate things, either from us or from out there in the marketplace, you're going to pay at least 35 or 40% more, and you won't even necessarily have the same thing that's going to do the same thing. So, I mean, it's a very economical way to keep yourself going.
But let's say, though, Michael, let's say that you're dealing with an emotional crisis. Let's say that it is the holidays. You miss your mother who died, or your grandmother, or you're not going to see your family, or perhaps you don't have the money to buy your children, or perhaps it has nothing to do with the holidays. Perhaps you're just overwhelmed from time to time by fear and anxiety. We have an amazing, based on Bach flower remedies. We don't have but maybe 2 or 3 minutes left in the call. For those times that nutrition isn't enough, Dr. Wofield, would you please describe the emotional balance number 16 formula for our listeners?
Okay, well, basically, the way it works is, Edward Bach, who was a medical doctor over 100 years ago, discovered the power of flowers. And what he found out was that flowers hold an energy that is compatible with different styles, different personalities, different makeups of individuals. And when you use these flowers, they can actually help balance your emotional energy field, and people feel better. He originated a product called Rescue Remedy. Our number 16 is Rescue Remedy, but it's alcohol-free, it's in almond oil, it's easy to use, it can be chewed, you can pop the thing, rub it into your skin. The way that everyone knows that this stuff works, because people are, you know, they say, whoa, this is woo-woo. Well, the fact is you can use this product on a dog, you can use it on a cat, you can use it on a young child who has no consciousness of what you're doing, and you will see changes. They'll get calmer, they're more relaxed, and so flower power does work. And that's what, this is just an easy-to-use formula that is very, very excellent for helping people. I just talked to a lady 2 days ago who's been using it, and she was just amazed at, she said, I couldn't believe that something this simple could really help me, and she said it has.
And all you need to do is keep it handy and take one or two and chew them and let it dwell in your mouth for a while. And literally within 10 to 15 minutes, I mean, it is amazing. I use these regularly. Within 10 or 15 minutes, your mental state changes, your feeling of well-being. It's completely natural, safe, no side effects.
Doesn't interfere with any drug.
and you could, it's complementary to anything else that you're doing. So we are now at the conclusion. So I would like to say my part and just, you know, without elaborating too much, how much we truly appreciate and care about everybody who is on the call tonight and everybody who isn't on the call tonight. As a company, we're set up to because we care. And we hope that you, too, will care enough to act in your own defense, because there's nothing more beautiful than seeing somebody act to improve their own life, not coerced by a doctor or by a friend or a love, but by their own love for themselves. And we hope that each one of you will be inspired to act in your own defense, to act in your own best interest, to take positive steps to make sure that tomorrow is better than yesterday, because that is so possible in everybody's lives. Tomorrow can always be better than yesterday, but it starts with a decision. It starts with that decision to love yourself and to take those positive steps. So I just want to say good night and thank you to Michael and to Amy. You both have meant so much to me in my life, helping me to fulfill the promises that I have made, both to myself and to our members. So thanks to both of you, and good night to everybody.
Great. Thank you, and good night.
Well, thanks a lot, Amy. I just want to, you know, since we're not going to be on for the next couple of weeks, I just like to, you know, to say, you know, wish everyone a very, very, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever you happen to go in for, and to realize that, you know, they say, you know, there's the old expression, you know, Jesus is the reason for the season. Well, really, the reason of the season is one of harmony, peace, and goodwill, no matter what we believe or don't believe. And I think that that is a very important thing to try and focus on, you know, the good things, and like Dave was saying, you know, to be good to ourselves and not beat ourselves up, but at the same time, constantly hold the bar just a little bit higher so that we always have something to strive for and that we're trying to improve. Because if we're trying to improve, we're doing everything that we can, and that's really all anyone expects, I think, we should ever expect of ourselves, that we just keep trying. So, you know, I really appreciate Amy and Dave, and that, you know, I'm very proud to be a part of a company that offers quality products at a fair price, and I think that's something that is sorely needed today. And there's a lot of decent stuff out there, there's a lot of junk out there, but there's also a lot of stuff that's very, very, very expensive, and that's where we really shine, is we want to make things affordable and high quality.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for taking the time to be with us this evening. We also will look forward to being back with everybody in 3 weeks from now on our Wednesday night call. So good night, everybody, and thanks once again.
Good night.
Good night.